The Assembly will hear a statement by His Royal Highness Prince Haji Al-Mutadi Billah, Crown Prince of Brunei Darussalam. I request protocol to escort His Royal Highness. I have great pleasure in welcoming the Crown Prince of Brunei Darussalam, His Royal Highness Prince Haji Al-Mutadi Billah, and invite him to address the General Assembly. Your Royal Highness.
Thank you. Mr. President, Secretary General, Your Excellencies, on behalf of His Majesty the Sultan and the people of Brunei Darussalam, I wish to congratulate His Excellency Dr. John Ash on his appointment as the 60th President of the United Nations General Assembly. To our former President Vuk Jeremic, we thank him for his efforts and contribution over the past year. Let me begin by expressing our sincere condolences to the government and the people of Kenya and to the families of the victims of the terrorist attack. Such an act deserves our condemnation. Our deepest sympathies also go to those affected by the recent earthquake in Pakistan. Mr. President, 13 years ago at this assembly, our leaders made a promise to our people to fulfill their hopes and expectations for a better life. This is why we see the United Nations Millennium Development Goals as a very important global partnership. It has shown us that progress can be made if we work together locally, regionally, and internationally. I therefore would like to put on record our appreciation to our Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and his predecessor Kofi Annan on the support and commitment that the UN agencies have given to realize this historic initiative. We are now approaching the end of the 15-year period. Like many other nations, Brunei Darussalam has been able to learn much from the experiences in implementing the MDGs. We understand the high expectations for all to do well. However, we need to consider the problems that some member states are struggling with. These include limitations to natural resources, political conflicts, socio-economic problems, and natural disasters. That is why, Mr. President, this year's theme is so appropriate. The theme focuses on setting the stage. For us, in Brunei Darussalam, this means having a national vision, the Brunei Vision 2035. It clearly provides the direction towards attaining a dynamic and sustainable economy in the interests of our people. In line with the vision, we give great emphasis to help our younger generation in order to realize their hopes. We have done this through providing quality education, encouraging innovation, and creating better job opportunities. We also do what we can to assist fellow developing countries either bilaterally or in partnership with other countries and international organizations in human resource development. Offering scholarships to study in Brunei Darussalam, as well as providing training under community outreach programs within the region. We hope this people-to-people approach will promote cultural exchanges and understanding. At the same time, our regional work has also been strongly influenced by other members' efforts to achieve the MDGs. Within ASEAN, we have an agreed plan to achieve an ASEAN community by 2015. Brunei Darussalam, as this year's ASEAN chairman, has chosen the theme, Our People, Our Future Together. It signifies our people's role in ASEAN's community building efforts. In addition, we have also encouraged our member states to start working on an ASEAN plan beyond 2015 to further strengthen our mission in promoting peace, stability, and prosperity. We will also continue to work together in strategically positioning ASEAN in the wider region and the world at large. In this regard, we are pleased that His Excellency Ban Ki-moon has accepted our invitation to come to Brunei Darussalam for the 5th ASEAN-UN Summit. We look forward to sharing our views and experiences with him. We hope this will strengthen the cooperation between our association and the UN. We are also encouraged by the recommendations put forward by the recent report of the high-level panel of eminent persons on how we can assist our people better in their daily lives through providing food security, quality education, and eradicating extreme poverty. Overall, the MDGs offered us many lessons indeed, and now it's time for all of us to move forward. Mr. President, regardless of the statistics of who has achieved the goals or not, we feel that much has been attained through the concept of the MDGs itself. The goals have opened up opportunities to every member to develop in their own way and to involve their people in that development even beyond 2015. Unfortunately, the options open to some people are severely limited. This is so when their basic fundamental right of self-determination is denied. We particularly refer to the people of Palestine, whom we believe can attest to this. Their legitimate struggle for a homeland of their own remains unresolved. Hence, we support calls by the international community to intensify efforts towards realizing this basic right that we take for granted today. The 29th of November 2012 was indeed a memorable day in the history of Palestine when they were accepted as an observer state in the UN. I would like to once again express our support for their full membership as well as for their legitimate struggle to regain the right to their own independent and sovereign state. Mr. President, the worsening situation in Syria continues to be of serious concern. We join the international community in condemning the use of chemical weapons, which has caused the loss of lives in the country. More importantly, we support all efforts, particularly by the UN, in finding a peaceful solution to the crisis. In this regard, we welcome the US-Russia framework for the elimination of Syrian chemical weapons and the recent adoption of the UN Security Council resolution on Syria. Mr. President, before I conclude, we would like to express our appreciation to the Secretary General and all of his staff, as well as the UN volunteers for their hard work. We highly respect the peacekeepers for the sacrifices they have made in the maintenance of international peace and stability. We hope that our efforts with the various UN agencies and bodies will direct us to the future that we all want. Thank you.